Shalom and good morning. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So wonderful to hear your voices and the places that you're from and heard you in California. Of course, believing and praying for you. Just a little bit here at the first of our housekeeping and announcements. I will be at Prayer Mountain at noon. It's a beautiful day in the Ozarks and I'm home. Have been away the last two times, Mar-a-Lago and then Fort Worth, but now I'm home. Praise the Lord. I do want to say that we're going back to Israel March 19 through 30th. We closed the tour down when we had, I think, 53, something like that, which is a pretty full bus. But now we've decided to open it back up and perhaps we have a few on the wait list, and we're going to open it back up. If you want to call in and we get 20 more, then we're going to have two very comfortable buses with about 34 or 35 each. So that is opened back up, our Israel trip tour, and you can get that by going to billybrim.org. And then you can go, that's our homepage. And then on that homepage, you can go onto the Israel trip. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things I'm looking forward to doing is we'll be able to go back up north where the war between, with Hezbollah has been going on. But now things have settled down with a ceasefire. And we were going to go to Misgavon. Any of you who have gone with us before and stood with Mike Ginsburg or Bezalel or others at Misgavon and looked right over into southern Lebanon and right into the faces of the missile-loaded houses of the Hezbollah in Lebanon, we're going to go back there because the Misgavon has been destroyed, and I want to go to the destruction, see it, and also they've wiped off and wiped out those villages that we always looked over into, and we'll be going there, and I believe we'll have Bezalel with us, the man who lived there for many years and always spoke to us. So that's our Israel trip, March 19 through 30th. And then we're going to I'll just put it like this. Max is going to take a tour into Jordan, which will tie on to our Israel trip. You don't have to take that part. If you want to take that part, you can. That will be right after that. And so people can add on to our trip, or they could just go on Max's trip. I think he's only going to take about 25. So, Max, are you on the line? Possibly like to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, good morning, Ms. Billy, and everybody, praise the Lord. Yeah, our tour starts the 1st of April, and it's going to run until the 12th. I believe those are the dates. I don't have the sheets in front of me. That would be Kathy to contact in this regard. But, yeah, we are taking, I believe there's four or five people from your tour going to be coming to the border, and then we'll pick them up from Jordan border by Beit Shan, close to Migdal, not too far from Migdal, and we'll take him to Jordan for our tour for 12 days, and then they'll be going back. So we're excited to do that. Go ahead.
Brother Max, will you be taking people to where Jesus was baptized?
Yes, we'll be taking people where Jesus baptized. I'm offering to baptize everybody on that site, and that's the original spot. It's not like actually the one in Israel with fancy schmancy cafes. There is a canopy, there is a place. You could park, you could change. But we're taking people there. We're going to Mount Nebo. We're going to...
That's the place of Moses, you know, looking over into the Promised Land. And where he was buried by God.
There are so many sites. There is one, we're going to take people also to an area called Emkais, which is look over three nations, very much Lebanon, Syria, Israel, Jordan. You'll be looking at Golan Heights and seeing the lake and Migdal from there.
Praise the Lord. You'll see how close it is, really.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
remembering that Jordan is a part of a greater Israel. So that's why when Max is in Jordan, the Lord tells him on the line, "You're in my land."
We
always get a kick out of that. Bless the Lord. He sees things the way he sees things, the Lord. Well,
amen. And there's more to the tour. I mean, they could email us to yeshualoveheals@gmail.com. yeshualoveheals.com. And we will respond to the emails. Praise God.
All right. And that's where you're going to find out about it. So
yes.
Bless the Lord. That should be very, very exciting. Now, I want to refer a bit right now to last Wednesday morning's call. It usually seems to me that the Lord emphasizes something on a call. In the afternoon last week, I think he emphasized how much he loved us. But in the morning, he emphasized wisdom. And he gave us a certain scripture twice. He gave us, after referring to this Wednesday Moed call, he gave us Isaiah 55:8-10. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater." In other words, his thoughts are like the rain and the snow. They come to us, they come in the earth, and then by praying them, by moving in them, they bring forth fruit. So he gave us those scriptures, Isaiah 55:8-10. But then, later on, same call, he gave us the eighth verse, again within a statement. The statement, "Today give more understanding to Isaiah 55:8. And that is, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." Years ago, I was speaking at a conference, one of Brother Copeland's conferences, and he gave me a sermon I'll never forget, called Higher Thoughts. And he gave me this scripture, Mark 6:36. "And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said unto them, Give ye them to eat." That's a higher thought. "And they said unto him, Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat?" See, they're still thinking lowly, low. But he then says to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." And of course, then they gathered up the loaves and the fishes, and he had them sit down by ranks. And then you remember he divided the two fishes and the five loaves, and they all ate and were filled. The point that God gave me here is all we need oftentimes is a higher thought. Like right now, Migdal Arbel, I need higher thoughts. My thoughts are not enough. Even he told me my natural faith is not enough. He needed to give me the gift of faith. So there are many of you today. All you need is a higher thought from God. Oh, Father, the dilemma seems difficult for you, but God has a higher thought to give you. And I know he does, because he gave us this scripture right after he referred to this prayer call. So we're going to ask him for higher thoughts for you. But we're going to pray for President Trump right now. The Lord emphasized wisdom in last week's call in the morning. He emphasized higher thoughts, God thoughts. We're going to pray we have to pray now, folks. You can't give up prayer. We can't take the pedal off the metal. We're going to pray right now for President Trump and all of the cabinet members, etc. We're going to ask for wisdom for them, and we're going to ask for higher thoughts for them with our understanding. Then we're going to use the authority of the believer and keep the devil bound off of them and off of your house. Remember the Lord said last week, he gave us that scripture, begin at your house. And he talked about how our bodies is the house of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. And then he said, he gave us a scripture of, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Oh, we're so thankful for the privilege of prayer. We're so thankful for this prayer call. I personally am so thankful. And Father, I know the people are here because they're thankful. Thankful that you would condescend to use us, to let us communicate with you. You communicate with us. Thankful for the privilege of prayer. Heavenly Father, based on the fact that it is your holy written word about higher thoughts, and based on the fact that you repeated this verse last week, we're asking you for higher thoughts. This is your prayer army. These individuals on this prayer army need higher thoughts from heaven, from you. And I ask you for them, Lord. We ask you for them, for each other, for ourselves. But, oh, Lord, in the name above every name, we come up as a man before you. We come up as a unit. We come up as a company. And we ask you for wisdom for President Donald John Trump, his cabinet, the people that are the higher ends that you would place there, the governors and senators and representatives that you have given us, according to Romans 13. Father, we pray for higher thoughts today for President Donald John Trump. We pray for wisdom and higher thoughts. Give unto him wisdom. We ask it for him. Guide him through the day's moments, Lord. Guide all of those we've just mentioned to you. We lift up for protection his family, his co-workers. We lift up our governors. We lift up these people, Lord. You speak to us about the hour. You speak to us about the change. Oh, Father. We ask you in these 4 years for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit that would bring your glory upon the earth, that would bring people into your kingdom. And now, Father, we want to thank you and praise you that according to Colossians, you have fitted us for the inheritance of the saints in the light. You have translated us out of the domain and dominion and rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and put that kingdom right under our feet. And Holy One of Israel, we do lift up Israel. We lift up Benjamin Netanyahu as he comes here to meet at the invitation of our President. Lord, bless that meeting and give them higher thoughts. We want to thank you and praise you for everything you do for Israel, and we thank you for the hostages that have come home, and we mention the others, and we want to thank you, and we will give you no silence until you make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. And now, Father, because of your great kindness and goodness and power of translating us out of the kingdom of darkness and putting them under our feet, we pray this prayer, and we're going to exercise our authority. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. May the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the immeasurable greatness of your power toward us for who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power, resurrection power, that you worked in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, above every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet and gave him head over all to the ecclesia, the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And we, you raised, who were dead in trespasses and sins. But you, God, being rich in mercy, and because of your great love wherewith you loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, you quickened us together with Christ. By grace we've been saved. You raised us up together and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And thanking you for that, Lord, we turn now to your adversary and ours, kingdom of darkness. Everyone, put your hand towards Washington, D.C. Kingdom of darkness, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, in the name above every name, Yahweh Yeshua, we do command and demand you. We bind you. It is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And we come against you as a company. And we bind you this day. We shall tell you to cease and desist in all your maneuvers, operations, and manifestations against Donald John Trump, his family, his cabinet, senators, hallelujah, representatives, workers, aides, pages, in the name above every name, cease and desist in your new maneuvers against this United States of America. We plead the blood of Jesus over their minds. We plead the blood of Jesus over our own minds. We plead the blood of Jesus over the minds of our families. We plead the blood of Jesus over this company of believers, this company of prayers, and everything that has to do with them. Hallelujah. Father God, I could not say thank you enough. Oh, Father, knowing that we're there in you, in Jesus, at your own right hand, and knowing that you're here on us, we yield our vessels. I yield my tongue to you now. Use it, Lord. Chevrando hushakya makumbele dabra. Mangolo hotombre ki frato. Oh, the panga la gadashka ta pratya na kum pratye. Misa karagada la kangra kata yantotya. Majute, majute. Oh, fratya na kumbre di vashko. Mele hitatya, mele hitatya. Kovra dalla gombre, ebru du jua, solo kopati. Mangolo ko venya no koro patatia no ki. Oh, fratishka to, nini makwa. Rikele badoro no nombre kini gadai. Mekalakahai atotokope ijandolo kopa. Astombre kini gabra. Evele hutochwa, malokon diafro kodipa. Manguru godebra bitwa. Manduro hosebre katekalai la hanjong de godabra katito do gobra jete ne kongala kagabra. Ili tu hoshwe. Manto hola kopratia. Ale tu rini kwa shote ili kapratia na korokotei. Ishko totoro gohupan karakar laita angene kohoroko tavra parakaya angala kitia. Shotor manikai makola kodotche tiko ucha. Kobreko toto kopele kahayana kongo la kapita, la kapita, la kapita. Pe enyana kwa ashatoko ala kapi ala kankara katitio. Mashkoto prete, pakoto koho la kaya. Kabreka heshe,
Oh, Father.
Mangole penyo no qua. Cavri catieno mica. E bella tuta, e le batuta, e le bascie.
Cavri hala coco, opeta.
Sombre cacca, brocchia fregno, mangola godesco tu prato tu cupiglia. Mele usua, la chito. E le usua. Ah, manacotaca. Mangolo godeble. Alla gahara cacaia. Igele kahalai angara kada hashakta to kohoshete. Igele kohora katanya ne kohora koteshke tapre kade kada hashak. Ikala kahala kaprakya na kotohoshete. E che farà cohora campicchio e cohora cotasca. Lo di per due, lo di che farà tai, mango lo ho la patia, mango lo cotosce. Mondua, mondua daki, mondua daki fanbio. O se è la cohora che va, ah, niente cohora che va, ah, ma la catai, scotosce. Combina coppa. E le deta, ma niente cavallata, e si decotora, mangolo cotosca, e le barata fra, mangolo cotosca. Slingua mangila tuta. Mangila ka ashete agora gondiando tu cofretti e di catai. Mangolo coso per no, lo to pa. Oh, frandi shato, frandi shato, pa chi l'anio nombra chi. E le vara mahayala hato rubaya non dali. Oh, palita pacene ma coccolati. Oh, schite capo, mango lo cofra. Je di qua, e je di qua, e je di qua. Cafra che te cohoshe. Lo tanye ne qua, lo tanye ne qua. Sua tu la kipa. Dos, magida, gavallo d'agna, della, chi ve la do shua, mango do compete, parlando, bersco d'agna. Re bratene nakai, oh, pitato. Kavida halakai, kalikako, nenekwa. Neko lakota takatakafa. Eke leka kambre, ketika halakaka, anjerimata. Menwa tota. Isitia. Mangitege. Da, no. Mele vitania. Che bella torba da caia manacotosca. Cavilla heletene ne cohora cotogna ne cohora capa. Goshete. Cavracada lamba. Oh, suata nieto.
Oh, Father, me toto. Mango lo jose, bretis rabio no kobe la tenye ni kwa. Bili duhoro tshote, te de kohoro kotonye ni kwa halakai. Akafra halakangara goto eshe kyakta. Egele hele tanya, egele kakapa, ashanto, ashanto, ashanto. Ili de deshwa ele combrevre ili kayatta mango do goto uchenge. Je le gohora ko papi ali gangambi ale kom garatetia dare compre. Mitua, jon dele combrevre dele kom garatitia. Mango lo hoshe ala kofratia andale gobra. Mitoramanai kaka. Wedora vida oswante pako meche makora mandiato rogo no pratia kotoshka. Meche to bandia mete. Mahisa Tatia. La dodo de qua, me do gombrefe tisha. Govre de gombravri dale cobre che Diana, agi dala gombravi, ganzione cacalatita. Gave de cobre, agiandolo cobra quitata, gavilatonia. Ti due schwa me colo cobre vre danietto mangala caestiato a gede de baba. Crepandio, ma colo cobre ti dica agna. Lode de capa. Scene caracadaia. Nangoro goho vrecetia, nangobre dalla cae. Va bella donna bella gongombra di le cobra cadada con ogni nicora cadasco da carota ditto. Mescatore. O suate, matito, maslita, matoto con papi dall'andie. Levoro dopo suente da cosciamo. Abra di fragge ne cuscia, immigola godianta. Ije di cuscia, prasca tance di cuscia, tieti. Immigola godo hupaca, melega. Ibede di baivo shvata. Nicola Codapi, Macala Cacata, Mace. Vedi tua patria, te la comprate, nella compratia, nella compresca. Belle dura, tu va facendo, lo compra catabri, cantonio, ne qua, ma di compre, ma le compra, magno, le coccette. Vili do duba shwatoro manakaya. Vili do shwa parakada lo comprevre delle kohoro kongangi. Se jene makale koro kodebre delle kwadino no kohoro kodebre britacho. Vede gombrevro di shwatoro kongabi tala kakito. Aniero ko daniene kuare kadi ala kampratia para siete de katoto uche paka. Nogoro de la kaya. Oh, Father, my sopravvigno mo qua.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, praise God for the victory. Hallelujah, in all these things we are more than conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. How wondrous, Lord, to be constant in victory. I thank you for it. I praise you. I give you glory for the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for these 4 years, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this company of prayer. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we pledge ourselves to meet with you, to love you, to walk in the blood and purity, oh Jesus, that you might use us. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Are you there, Brother Max?
Yes, yes, I am here. Praise the Lord. Just a second here. Praise the Lord. Okay. Started with scripture here, Isaiah. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, 4, 3, verses 18 and 19. Hebrews 12, 1. Hebrew 12, verse 1. Next statement. It's a bit long. Well, it's underlined, all underlined. So this statement is underlined. My promise to you, my promise to you, that I will be with you. My promise to you that I will be with you every step of your earthly journey. Every step of your earthly journey. And through me, Jesus Christ, and through me, Jesus Christ, I give you the power. Write my words down and listen. Write my words down and listen. I'll read it all over again. My promise to you that I will be with you every step of your earthly journey. Every step your earthly journey, and through me, Jesus Christ, I give you the power, write my words down and listen. And that is the statement, and it's all underlined. Next statement. To endure and preserve, I'm going to spell this word here, P-E-R, S as in Sam, E-V-E-R-E.
Persevere.
Thank you. Persevere. Okay. To endure and persevere through challenge and difficulty. Through challenge and difficulty in this. And, it goes on again. This prayer was my prophet and friend, Church. So I'll read it again. To endure and persevere through challenge and difficulty in this. This prayer was my prophet and friend, Church. That is the statement.
Okay, I need to understand a little bit here about the word this. Is okay, to endure and persevere through challenge and difficulty in this.
Yes.
And then is the word, what's after that?
This prayer.
This prayer with my prophet and friend church.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is twice.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
That's why it got me like a little.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to read what he gave us.
Oh, that's to me, because anything God gives in the original scriptures, when he gave the prophets, there was no punctuation. So they added it. They just added it as they felt it should be. So I'm going to do this like this, to endure and persevere through challenge and difficulty in this. Then I'm probably going to use a comma, this prayer with my prophet and friend church.
Yes. All right. 1 Peter 1:3. Revelation 21:5. Romans 8:38-39. Romans 8:38-39. Okay. This one, the sentence I'm going to read is underlined. Embracing for a new beginning. Start embracing for a new beginning. Or beginnings, there's an S, sorry. Embracing for new beginnings, start the moment you receive me as your Lord and Savior. That is a statement. Embracing for a new beginning, start the moment you receive me as your Lord and Savior. Embracing for new beginnings, start the moment you receive me as your Lord and Savior. And it's all underlined. Okay. Proverbs 19:20-21. Proverbs 19:20-21. Psalm 100:5. Psalm 105. Acts 3:19. Proverbs 19:20-21. Psalm 100:5. Acts 3:19. Next statement. Did you know that I have plans for your... I'll start over. Did you know that I have plans, with an S, for your nations and your life? Engage with my plans for your restoration of all. That's the statement. I'll read it again. Did you know that I have plans for your nations and your life? Engage with my plans for your restoration of all. And that is a statement. Next scripture. Revelation 21:5-7. Revelation 21:5-7. Ezekiel 36:26. Ezekiel 36:26. Psalm 103, verse 5. Psalm 103, 5. Okay. Moving along here. This next statement is underlined. Start like this. All of it underlined. I see that you are seeking spiritual. Yeah, I see that you are seeking spiritual growth. The change. The change. The desire for a fresh start is here, now, today. I'll read it again. That's the statement, and it's all underlined. I see that you are seeking spiritual growth, the change, the desire for a fresh start is here, now, today. That is the statement. Scriptures here, 2 Corinthians 5, 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. Lamentations 3, verses 22 through 24. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. Jeremiah 29, 11. Jeremiah 29, 11. All right, next statement. This is a very short one. Oh, it's underlined. A very short statement here. Do you see my mercy? Do you see my mercy? It's underlined. Next statement. It goes like this. The birth of the nations, the new journey for my church, you given fresh start. You given fresh start like Noah, yeah, that's Noah, N-O-A-H, Noah, Abraham, and Moses. Okay, I'll read it again. The birth of the nations, the new journey for my church. You've given fresh start, like Noah, Abraham, and Moses.
The word before given, is it you or your?
You.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a scripture here. Psalm 51, verse 10. Psalm 51:10, Isaiah 1:18, Psalm 51:5-1 verse 10, and Isaiah 1 verse 18. Next statement is underlined, and it read like this. It's probably a bit long too. Praise the Lord. Release your
Oh, grip. G-R-I-P. Release your grip. Release your grip on the past and witness the new work. Okay, so I'm going to start all over here. I got release your grip on the past and witness the new work I am doing in you, guiding you through this life wilderness. Guiding you through this life wilderness, it is my providence, providence.
It is my, spell that again.
providence.
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 Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Nothing too hard for me. Praise the Lord.
No. This English language is a snap for you.
He's making it easy for me. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, maybe I need to read it again. Did I say this whole statement is underlined? If I didn't, it is.
I'm not sure, but thank
okay.
you for saying it again.
Yeah, it's all underlined. Release your grip on the past and witness the new work I am doing in you, guiding you through this life wilderness. It is my, and you pronounce that word again, providence.
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 Yes, and you know, providence, that is the word they used to use for God himself back in the early days of the colonies. And when they started the United States and the nations, they called him Providence, God, and they would capitalize it with a P. Could I read the whole statement back to you, please?
Yes.
Release your grip on the past and witness the new work I am doing in you, guiding you through this life wilderness. It is my providence.
Yes.
In fact, in the old days, they would have said, it is me, it is my providence, it is me, myself, guiding you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I don't think I've seen this word before. Amen. Okay. Zephaniah, the book of Zephaniah 3:17. Zephaniah 3:17. Micah 7, chapter 7, verses 18 and 19. Ephesians 1:7. Ephesians 1:7. Okay. Next statement. Turn towards, with an S, turn towards my, sparks. Turn towards my sparks, divine. Turn towards my sparks, divine celebration. And this joy reflects the value placed on all of you. I'll read it again. Turn towards my sparks, divine. Turn towards my sparks. Divine celebration. And this joy reflects the value placed on you all.
On you all or all of you?
The value placed on, oh, I'm sorry, on all of you. Wow. Praise the Lord.
Thank you
for catching that.
It means the same thing, but
yeah,
we'll put it like you said,
Yeah, the value placed on all of you. All right. Next statement of Scripture. Romans 12:2. This statement is underlined, the one I'm going to read. I am the new beginning. I am the new beginning in you today. It is my spiritual power. Or my spiritual power. I am the new beginning in you today. It is my spiritual power. And it's all underlined. I am the new beginning in you today. It is my spiritual power. All right. Ephesians 2:10. Yeah, that's 10. Ephesians 2:10. Trust in me. That's
hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
That's what he gave us this morning.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hebrews 12:1. Everything about a new beginning today.
Yeah.
Come on here. What's up? Therefore, oh boy, heaven's in on this. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Heaven's in on it. They're watching, but we've got a race we're running.
Yeah.
Underlined, my promise to you that I will be with you every step of your earthly journey. And through me, Jesus Christ, I give you the power. Write my words down and listen.
Mm-hmm.
All of that was underlined.
Yes.
To endure and persevere through challenge and difficulty in this prayer with my prophet and friend, Church, 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Woo! Glory!
Glory.
Revelation 21:5. And he who sits on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. And he said, write, for these words are faithful and true.
Thank you, Lord.
Romans 8:38-39. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
And now, underlined, embracing for a new beginning, start the moment you receive me as your Lord and Savior. Max, I thought about you, how everything began anew. You're such an example because of where you came from. But it's true for every one of us, no matter where we came from. It was a brand new beginning when we were born again. Proverbs 19, 20, and 21. Hear counsel, or listen to counsel, and accept discipline, that you may be wise the rest of your days. Many plans are in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord will stand. And I use the New American on that because he used the word listen later on. Okay, Psalm 100, verse 5. Oh, the Lord is good. Ki le'olam hasdo. His chesed endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Acts 3:19. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out. That's what happens when we get born again. Our sins are blotted out. Did you know that I have plans for your nation and your life? Engage with my plans for your restoration of all. Revelation 21, 5 through 7. Again, we're going to get verse 5. He gave us this verse 5 earlier, but this time it's 21, 5 through 7. And he who sits on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. And he said, write, for these words are faithful and true. Then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Ezekiel 36:26. And I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. In other words, a soft heart, a new beginning. Everything's about a new beginning today.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 103:5. Who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Woo!
Hallelujah.
I claim that every single day. God gave me that on my birthday, 2011, as my own personal verse. And I got it. Hallelujah. He renews my youth like the eagle every day. In fact, this morning when we were praying, I heard him sing to me about this prayer call, that it will go on until Jesus comes, and I'll be here to be a part of it till Jesus comes. Hallelujah.
I mean.
And you too, huh, Max?
Yes, I mean.
Okay. Psalm 103:5. Oh, I just now read that. I like it so much,
yeah.
I'm going to read it again.
Okay.
Who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. And the next is underlined. I see that you are seeking spiritual growth, the change, the desire for a fresh start is here, now, today. All of that underlined. 2 Corinthians 5:17-18. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Lamentations 3:22-24. The chesed of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for shalom and not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Underlined. Do you see my mercy? And then this part is not underlined, correct?
Correct.
The birth of the nations. The new journey for my church, you've given fresh start like Noah, Abraham, and Moses. I thought of when that came, Noah had a fresh start when he got off that ark. Abraham had a fresh start when he got to the promised land. Moses had a fresh start when he came back after having been out in the wilderness. Bless the Lord.
Wow.
Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Isaiah 1:18. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. No matter what, that day you got born again, no matter what you'd done, no matter what sins, even if they were so, they shall become white.
Fresh start.
And it's the same way. Fresh start. Same way if you repent and you've sinned and you repent. Oh, you're so merciful. Yes, we see your mercy, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's his mercy. Oh, praise your name. Okay, here we go again. This part is underlined. Release your grip on the past and witness the new work I am doing in you, guiding you through this life wilderness. It is my providence. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save.
He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will be quiet in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing.
Wow.
Oh, he's so good. You know, folks, let's say your past was, you have things in the past that limited you, things in your past that were sin. Release your grip on them, he said. Let go of them.
Yeah.
And know that we have a new start here. Thank you, Jesus. So good. Micah 7, 18 and 19. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity, passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in Hesed. Mm-hmm. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. He will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You know, I heard Maria von Trapp one time in person. She's the woman who the Sound of Music was made about her life. She came to our church once and I heard her. And she quoted this verse. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. And she said, and you should put up a sign in your heart, no fishing allowed. In other words, don't go fishing for your past sins and things and limitations. Hallelujah. He cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. You know, after you've asked him to forgive you of your sin and wipe them out, he doesn't even remember them anymore. And so it's a terrible thing for us to recall people's sins when he's forgiven them.
That's right.
Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Oh, I say Psalm 103 every day, and it says, don't forget his benefits. He forgave all my iniquities. Oh, it's just so wondrous. That's it in the Old Testament, and then here it is in the New, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins, according to the riches of his grace. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Turn toward my spark divine celebration, and this joy reflects the value placed on all of you. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. He gives us this verse all the time. And what it means is change your thinking.
Yeah.
Change your way of thinking. Don't think like the world thinks. Think like I think. Well, how are you going to think like I think? You got to renew your minds. How do you renew your minds? In the Word of God. You go to the Word of God, and this is how God thinks. So he's telling us, I'm thinking about you, not according to your old past and your old sins and all this and that. Get in this Word of God and see how I think about you. And he's just given us wonderful things that he's thought about us this very day.
Yeah.
And then underlined here, I am the new beginning in you today. It is my spiritual power. Ephesians 2:10.
for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Folks, what he's telling us right here is, you're his workmanship. He made you anew. He created you a new creature. And he created you for good works that he planned and prepared just for you. And then for all the church, the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. How we do love you and thank you, Father, and thank you for meeting with us today and being with us today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise you, praise you, praise you. I wanted to give you, in case you don't do a computer, I wanted to give you a phone number that you could call for our Israel tours. It's 417-598-0505. That's 417-598-0505. Or you can go to IsraelTours@prayermountain.org, or you can go to BillyBrim.org. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm going to hurry up and say goodbye because I have to get ready now and then go out to Prayer Mountain. So hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Shalom, bless shalom, Lord. And I'll see you at noon. And the only way you're going to really know when this call begins is to go to BillyBrim.org and get online, get on or on Facebook. Okay, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.